They got a building down in New York City called Whitehall Street, where you walk in, you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went in there one morning to have my physical examination. I got good and drunk the night before. I wanted to be the All-American. I wanted to feel like the All-American kid. I walked in, I was hung down, brung down, swung down, hung up. I walked in, I sat down, and give me a piece of paper, said, kid. See the psychiatrist, room 604. I walked up there, I said, shrink, I want to kill. I want to kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill, 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 kill. And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill, 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 kill. And he started jumping up and down, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill, 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 kill. Until the sergeant came over, pinned a medal on me, said, kid, you're our boy. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, detections, infections, neglections, selections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And finally came to see, I was there for a long time, friends, I finally came to see the very last man. I walked up, I said, what do you want to see me about? He said, kid, have you ever been arrested? And I proceeded to tell him the story of the Alice's Restaurant Massacre with full orchestration, five-part harmony, and stuff like that. He stopped me right there. He said, kid, did you ever go to court? And I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy photographs with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And he said, kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench. It says, Group W. Now, kid. I walked over to the bench there, and there was Group W. The bench where they put you if you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime. And there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly looking people on the bench. There was mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers sitting there on a bench next to me. And one of the meanest, ugliest, nastiest, the meanest, I'm talking about the meanest, nastiest, ugliest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was sitting right in front of me. And he looked over at me and he said, kid, what'd you get? I said, I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage. He said, kid, what were you arrested for? I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench, till I said, and creating a nuisance. And then they all came back, shook my hand. We had a fantastic time on a bench, talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, stabbing, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on a bench, having a fantastic time, till a sergeant came in, walked over, stood up, said, kid, I want you to tell the 47 words and sentence of 47 sentences. We want to know the details of the crime, time, the crime, and the only kind of thing you got to say to about the crime. We want to know the arresting officer's name, the district court you was arrested at, and the time and location of the final assignment. Talked for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said, but we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench. Then I filled out the... I wrote down the massacre just like it happened with the five-part harmony and the full orchestration, just like it was, and turned over the piece of paper. And there on the other side of the piece of paper, in the middle of the other side, in capital letters, underlined, quotated, in parentheses, read the following words. Kid, have you rehabilitated yourself? I went over to the sergeant. I said, sergeant, You got a lot of damned gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I mean, I'm sitting here on a Group W bench because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join army, burn women, kids, houses, thrown in villages after being a litter bug. He said, kid, we don't like your kind. We're gonna send your fingerprints to Washington. And friends, somewhere in Washington is a study in black and white. A fire out of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you this song is because you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you might be in that kind of situation, and if you are, there's only one thing that you might be able to do. That's to walk into the shrink wherever you are and say, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? Imagine one person walking in, singing a bar at Alice's restaurant and walking out. They may think he's weird. May not take them. But imagine two people walking in, singing a bar at Alice's restaurant and walking out. Two people in harmony. They may think they're both faggots and won't take either of them. Imagine three people walking in, singing a bar at Alice's restaurant. Three people walking in, singing a bar at Alice's restaurant and walking out, and friends, them I think is a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's restaurant anti-massacre movement. But imagine 50 people. 50 people a day. I said, can you imagine 50 people a day going in, singing a bar at Alice's restaurant, and friends, they're gonna know that that's a movement. They're gonna know. We'll wait for it to come around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. If you don't know it, though, I'd rather that you didn't sing. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. I didn't hear you singing.